Welcome to the Sound of Economics podcast from Bruegel, the Brussels-based economic policy think tank. I'm Sean Gibson, Bruegel's press officer, and joining me for today's episode is Bruegel research fellow Yorgios Petropoulos.
Hello.
Now, today we'll be discussing the impact of industrial robots on employment and on wages. Now, that's a topic that you, Yorgios, have written a Bruegel working paper about with Francesco Chiacchio and David Pickler, looking specifically at six EU countries. Now, if we might first confront the broad, pervasive feeling that the robots are eventually going to take away all of our jobs, I have a feeling that your research can show me that it's maybe not that simple.
Yes, so our paper studies the impact of industrial robots on employment and wages. As you said, we focus on six EU countries, Spain, Italy, Germany, France, Finland and Sweden, which constitute the 85% approximately of the EU robots market. We study the impact on employment and wages that we have some theory conclusions by Acemoglu and Restrepo, whose our paper are related closely to those authors, that robots can have two effects on employment and wages. According to the first effect called displacement effect, robots can directly displace workers from performing specific tasks. However, they can also expand labor demand through the efficiencies they bring in the industrial production process, the so-called productivity effect. So, in their paper, they focus a local labor market equilibrium approach, they show that industrial robots have a significant negative impact both on employment and wages. So we follow a similar approach, but we focus on Europe. And in this way, we can also compare our results with theirs in the US. And probably that is a very helpful exercise in the future to draw conclusions between the two different labor markets.
Okay, so you said that the robotization will have a negative effect on employment. Who particularly, in which segments of society will suffer most? Who are most vulnerable to this?
So indeed, our research findings show that the industrial robots have a negative significant impact on employment. However, this impact is less negative than the finding of the study I mentioned on US. For the European markets that we focus, what we find is that the young people are mostly affected, middle educated people are also mostly affected negatively by the introduction of robots. That is something that is consistent with some job polarization theories have been developed by previous literature on the topic. Of course, industrial robots is only one automated technology. So what we do is we try to get a flavor on the impact of other automated technologies by using the ICT exposure of European industries and countries and try to assess its impact on employment. And then there we find a positive significant impact. That suggests that different automated technologies, they have different impact on employment. And that is a particularly interesting result because we should keep in mind that probably robots have a negative effect, but there may be other technologies related to the advancements of machine learning and their application to software industry, which can generate jobs and more employment for Europeans.
So just to clarify for me and for the listeners, when you say that middle educated people will be particularly vulnerable, What exactly does middle educated mean?
So middle educated people in our sample are people who have a high school education, and probably they have started attending a university degree. But our division of middle with high educated is whether the people hold a university degree. So if you have a university degree, you go to the high educated. Below that, you are middle educated. And the threshold between low and middle educated goes then somewhere in high school. So middle educated people are all those people that they have received and completed high school education, and probably they have initiated some university studies, but not being completed.
Okay, thank you. We've covered employment here, the effect on employment, but what are the consequences for wages for the people who retain their jobs?
On the wages, we don't find a robust, significant negative result. That is something that surprised us. So the American study finds significant negative impact. In our case, in some specification, we found a negative impact. In some others, we didn't find any impact at all. So we are less comfortable to pronounce a negative impact on wages. And we believe is something that it is less clear. And it's also something that motivates further research.
And in terms of further research, where do we look next? What do we investigate further?
I think on the policy side, what we saw is that the impact of robots is not so, the negative impact of robots on employment is not so prominent as in the US labor markets. So that could motivate some further research of comparison between welfare systems, labor market policies, economic policies in the US and Europe, in order to develop further insights about the reasons of this difference. That could be a very fruitful research, because they can also help us to understand what should be the policy approach to minimize the impact of robots on employment. Another avenue that we are planning to explore is exactly the avenue I mentioned before, the fact that different automated technologies have different impact on employment. And I believe that it is particularly important to continue our research there and be more specific on which automated technologies can have a positive or negative impact, and also to estimate the overall effect of the so-called artificial intelligence technologies. On wages, we will continue looking on their impact by expanding our data set, and we will see whether the results will remain the same.
Well, thank you very much, Georgios. I think that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening to The Sound of Economics, everyone. And we'll hope you join us again next time. You can find more of Bruegel's blog posts and publications, including this one, at our website, www.bruegel.org. Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you.